I am Ben.
I'm John.
This is Ian.
And this is Aaron.
And we're from the band Billy Talent, and you are listening to Sonic 102.9.
Now, I feel like a lot of people are probably mentioning to you the fact that you guys toured with Sum 41 like 10 years ago, only the bill was kind of like backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that like a weird sort of deja vu thing for you guys?
Not really. I mean, times change and things evolve and things progress. And, you know, they were the first band to really ever take us out across Canada, right? So we owe a lot of our success, especially early on, to those guys. So it feels good. And the show seems to be working out really well.
Well, you mentioned a lot of time has passed. I imagine, you know, 10 years ago, you know, being out on the road as a rock band, things were a lot different than they are now. How have things changed and what things have sort
There's
of stayed the same?
There's this thing called the internet that kind of...
Yeah, it wasn't
Came
really
out of nowhere.
Around.
And tour buses as
Wait,
well.
Back then when we toured on that tour, we only had one laptop that for our tour manager, and that was it.
And it was
we
the size of
laptops.
A car.
Yeah, and it was literally this big.
Yeah. And our friend used it as a door stopper in Thunder Bay.
And then lost it.
And it got stolen. So.
And to listen to music, you had to bring a giant CD booklet library thing.
That was like 70
CD Discman.
Which was sort of like a billboard advertising to people that you wanted your car broken into.
Yeah, exactly. You'd always have to put in the trunk.
Well, earlier this week, you guys were playing down in Calgary, and you picked quite possibly the worst time to travel north to Edmonton.
Yes.
Where were you guys during Snowpocalypse 2013?
We got here early in the morning, so we were a little bit lucky to miss the bulk of it, but a couple of the other bands got caught behind that gigantic pile up.
Colorado was stuck in his
Yeah,
buildings.
So I don't know what time they ended up getting into Edmonton, but I'm sure it was a nightmare for them.
I think I actually passed your tour bus coming in this morning. You guys have like a big sort of like burgundy and tan tour.
Yeah, ours have like naked girls and whiskey flames.
It's like it's you or Bob Seger. I don't know.
Now Bob Seger's staying at the same. We're at the same hotel as Bob Seger, so it might be his. Yeah.
You guys hang out?
No. I walked by him and just said, like a rock. Yeah. And he scowled at me. I'm just kidding.
Something from his minibar.
A couple brewskis in the lobby lounge with the
Crushed
Seeger.
A couple coolies with Seegs. No.
I see here, too, that Billy Talent's up for 3 Junos. Congratulations, first off.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're excited. I don't think we're going to win against Carly Rae Jepsen, but we're going to give it a good old college try. I'm just kidding. Yeah, she's up. She's like that Call Me Maybe song is the biggest song of the
year. That's pretty much the biggest single of the
year
internationally. So.
You win.
You'll be out in the crowd going, come on, call me.
No. We'll applaud her.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Does stuff like that still get your heart pumping after all this time? You know, it's been a long time, like 20 years, and you find out, okay, I'm nominated for 3 Junos, you know?
Yeah, it's a huge nod. I mean, it's a huge honor to be part of that and to be, you know, still after all these 10 years that we've been making records for about 10 years in the public eye, and to be still part of that is awesome, and it's good.
Yeah.
Well, you say 10 years. It's been like 20, really, since you guys are together.
Yeah.
I'm sure a million people have brought that to your attention. Oh, 20 years you've been together. What did you think you'd be doing 20 years ago? Where did you think you'd be? And where would you be if you had not pursued the sort of path of music?
I'll be honest with you. I honestly knew in my heart that something was going to happen with the band. It was just a matter of when it was going to happen, you know, and we all believed in ourselves, and it wasn't in like a conceited way. It was more of in like an ignorant kind of way that, you know, we just knew that this is what we wanted to do and not, you know, it wasn't an option to not, you know, try our best and put our best foot forward. And so, yeah, I think we're exactly where, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of closed doors and a lot of, you know, sleepless nights and sleepless years and a lot of obstacles, but we've tried our best, and now we're in a situation that we're, you know, we're still fighting tooth and nail to maintain, you know, so.
Now, I read something super cool about you earlier today, which I don't know how this escaped me for so long, but you used to work as a research assistant for Alan Cross?
I did.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's totally crazy. Does that guy ever sleep?
Not back then. No. I don't know how much sleep he gets now, but he's a lovely guy, and the ongoing, he was probably one of the major reasons why I wanted to work in radio. And I was the promotion guy. And so I was always get him coffees, and he'd just send me to Tower Records and be like, go buy 50 magazines and anything on Blur, you know, cut out and give to me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he sleeps because he's on Twitter all the time.
He's a bit of an addict.
Yeah.
A Twitter addict.
You know, with you being in a band, I'm sure he knew that. Did he ever give you any sort of career advice?
No, he didn't really talk to me until afterwards. Yeah, no. He's a lovely guy. No, I never told anybody that I was in a band. I didn't go in there and kind of like, oh, accidentally leave our demo on. What's this?
This isn't Blur.
No, I would never try to combine the worlds. So anyway.
Well, music's changed a lot over the years. I mean, analog synths, of course, are back now. Indie folk has kind of exploded. You know, at the Grammys this year, like a lot of people are commenting, it's like, oh, what happened to the snare drums?
Yeah.
It's like you guys are one of the only bands still touring with a snare drum.
Bring your own banjo.
Like, where do you feel music's going? And, you know, how have you sort of managed to not only survive in spite of these changes, but sort of thrive in that environment?
I think you just got to keep doing what you do best. And right now, yeah, rock is probably at an all-time low. But it's always like a roller coaster. It'll come back in a few years. This happened, you know, before the big Nirvana grunge explosion as well. And pop was dominating the charts. And it just goes up and down. You just got to keep doing the same thing that you do in your band and the kind of music you play.
And I noticed, too, that this tour has taken you guys to some different places. You're playing Fort McMurray.
Tomorrow night.
That is very cool. Like, when you first set out as a rock band, I imagine you're probably eager to play, like, you know, the biggest place you can, the biggest city you can. But is there a rush to being a big-time rock band and going in and just, like, lighting this little city on fire?
The show is going to be incredible. I don't think we're looking forward to the drive to Fort McMurray, but the show is going to be awesome. And that is something that is exciting, too, that we can hit smaller places in Canada that, you know, they'll be really excited when we get to the town and to play these shows. So it's going to be fun.
Like, for a lot of people, this is maybe their first concert even. What were your first concerts?
John Denver.
Burton Cummings.
Rush.
Belinda Carlisle.
Explains so much.
Belinda Carlisle.
I feel like I should have a witty retort prepared for that, but I'm really taken aback. Belinda Carlisle.
Well, then it was like AC/DC, Metallica. You know, we got to see some great concerts when we were kids, like And Justice for All tour.
Yeah.
We saw, like...
That's when I met Aaron at Metallica concert.
But I was just at Canada. There's this place that has a venue in Belinda
Canada's
Carlisle.
Canada's Wonderland? Did you see her at the...
What's that called?
Yeah, what is that called? It's not there.
Oh, the Kingswood Music Theater.
Yeah. Kingswood.
Now, a lot of people who are going to see you at the Shaw tonight, there's a handful who are seeing you for the first time. There's a handful who have never seen this band. What can we expect if we've never seen Billy Talent before? And what's new and special for people who've seen the band every time you've been through town?
I don't know. I think, you know, we always just try our best. It doesn't matter. You know, we have a whole bunch of new songs that off our new record that we're playing and are really comfortable with now, having been touring for, you know, since April or whatever. So I think if we play a really healthy balance of all of our records, so if you like one record in particular, you're going to hear, you know, quite a few songs off that as well. So it's just a really great night. And I think we have to, again, make mention of bands like Indian Handcrafts opening the show in Colorado and then us. Like, if you show up early, you're going to have an amazing time.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming by. Looking very forward to your show tonight, along with Sum 41, Colorado, and Indian Handcrafts. Billy Talent.
Thank you very much, Lane.
Oh, I had a feeling buried inside.